Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you live from Chickies of Pete's in South Philadelphia. The return of Red October. Compliments of our friends at Budweiser. What a day it's been here at you know, for WIP and at Chickies of Pete's since Angelo this morning at 6. To camera, wearing his Phillies jersey, Marks and Reese. And then to riding with the King there at 6 o'clock as we get ready for tomorrow. 2:07, Phillies and the Cardinals. We know it's going to be Zach Wheeler, Jose Quintana, the first time the Phillies in the playoffs in 11 years. And, look, I mean, I can't wait. As much as this team has frustrated me over the years, over the season, over the September, like, I was frustrated a week ago. I didn't want them in. I was like, this is ridiculous. They're going to collapse again. But now they're here. Like, they've made it. They've crossed that bridge. And I'm excited to see how they stand up to this challenge because it is a challenge. I mean, there's a feeling out there, it seems like maybe we're talking ourselves into it, like the Cardinals aren't that good. They're good. They won over 90 games. They have the MVP of the National League in their lineup. They have one of the greatest third basemen of all time at the hot corner. They have a lot of young players that have, you know, really helped them a lot this season. They've got a good team. This will not be easy for the Phillies by any stretch. We're going to learn a lot about the Phillies the next couple days. And here's what I'm looking forward to and what I want to hit on here at 215-592-9494. I don't think either team runs away with this. It could happen, but I'd be surprised if we get one or two blowouts in this series where it's like, you know, 12-1. Those happen once in a while in the playoffs. It's pretty rare. I don't think we're getting those kind of games. I think we are getting close games. I think we're getting, you know, the Phillies starting pitching advantage. Hopefully those guys do their thing. The games stay close. Quintana's been good for the Cardinals. You know, on both sides, there are some pretty high leverage relievers right now. Alvarado's been excellent. Helsley, if he's healthy for the Cardinals, has been excellent. So there's some really good players on both sides. It's probably going to be close games. There are probably going to be games decided within at-bat or a moment or a play that will change the course of the series. And we'll look back a week from now or 3 or 4 days from now and say, that guy won the series. That moment, that player, that at-bat won the series on either side. It could be Goldschmidt and Arenado or Lars Nootbaar, who just sounds like the type of guy that will hurt someone in October, or Brendan Donovan. They have all those guys, the Cardinals, they always do. Or it could be the Phillies. And I hope it's the Phillies. And I was thinking about this today, and I asked Howard this last hour, and I'm curious what everyone thinks. 215-592-9494. Because the Phillies have a unique team in that they have veterans. They have a lot of veterans. They have guys that have, in essence, you know, been around. It's not like they're going to be bright-eyed, you know, wide-eyed tomorrow at the spotlight. These aren't rookies for the most part. These are veteran players. You know, we talk about Bryce Harper. And you talk about Rhys Hoskins, been in the big leagues now for 5 years. And, you know, Kyle Schwarber, obviously, but he's in a separate category because he's done this so much. Gene Segura has been in the big leagues for 10 years. None of these guys are, you know, the idea of any of this being too big for them, it shouldn't be based on, you know, how long they've been in the big leagues. This is a very veteran team. There is some younger guys like Alec Bohm and Bryce Estop, but for the most part, you go through it. Real Muto, veteran in his 30s. You know, Rhys Hoskins been around 5 years. Segura been around a decade. You go to Castellanos, been around 8-9 years now. You know, Bryce Harper over a decade. Like, there's a lot of experience on this baseball team. Yet they have very little experience as a whole in these spots. It's not like you can close your eyes and say, yeah, I remember that Gene Segura at bat in that big spot. I remember, because he's never had one. I mean, his career has been without the playoffs until now. Same thing with JT Realmuto. So I was thinking about today, like, if and when this series comes down to an at-bat, you know, the Phillies are down, let's say, a run, or it's a tie game, bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth, obviously top of the ninth for the Phillies, all road games, but top of the ninth inning. They're down 4-3 on Sunday night. The season is on the line. The bases are loaded. There are two outs. A hit gives them a lead, effectively sends them to the NLDS, and a strikeout or any out, and they're going home. And I was thinking today, like, who do I want at the plate on this team? And here's what the top three names I came up with, and it's really the name that I didn't write down that is kind of startling. So the first guy I want at the plate is Kyle Schwarber. I mean, he's the engine that makes this thing go. He's their best power hitter, which obviously that could be a big part of any game, his power. And I just trust him in a big moment because his whole baseball life, he's lived these big moments. I could picture him hitting that ball basically out of Wrigley Field for the Cubs way back in 2015 when they got in the playoffs for the first time. I could picture him coming back in the World Series of 2016 for the Cubs and getting a single in his first at-bat. I could picture, you know, the home run he hit last year off of Gerrit Cole. Like, he's had so many of these moments that the number one guy I want at the plate is Kyle Schwarber. Number two right now would be JT Realmuto. And it's not because he has the experience factor. He doesn't. He really has very little experience and none in the playoffs. But he's been their most consistent and best performer for a while now. I mean, you got to go back to late June when he really turned it on, and it really hasn't dipped. I'm not, you know, it's not like he's hit 400 the whole time, but he's been their best hitter and their best overall player for a while. I also think with him you get speed. So if it's a, you know, like, how many times this year, even early on, when he was struggling early, he'd hit the ground ball into the shortstop hole and he'd beat it out. You know, he would not get the out or the double play because he can run. So it's almost like you get that extra little added thing there. He's had some big hits. I go Realmuto at two, even though he has very little experience in this spot. So Schwarber's one, Realmuto is two. Three I find difficult. I wrote down Gene Segura just because he puts the bat on the ball. He doesn't strike out. I feel like if you need a home run, you don't want him at the plate. If you need a single to knock in a run or two, he's exactly who I want at the plate because he doesn't strike out, puts the ball in play, and usually it kind of has a knack. I think some hitters have a knack for finding a hole. The shift has kind of, you know, made that harder over the years, but Segura is one of those guys. It's why he's got so many hits in his big league career and is probably around a 290 career hitter. He just has a knack for hitting the ball where nobody is. And that trade, I think, is important in October. So I go Schwarber one, even though there's the element of the strikeout that does worry you because it's swing and miss in his game, 200 strikeouts. But Schwarber one, Realmuto two, and number three, I go Gene Segura. If the Phillies need a hit, game on the line, everything on the line on Sunday, that's what I want at the plate. 215-592-9494. How about you? You could have one Philly at the plate on Sunday, everything in line. Who's your guy? And I want to hear Tucker's. I want to hear yours. But the one guy I didn't write down, actually two guys I didn't write down, are two of their most important players and guys that are going to hit two and three this series. And it worries me a little bit because I didn't write them down. I didn't write Rhys Hoskins down because I just think he's too streaky. Like, he could have that hit, but I feel like with Rhys, probably comes in the first inning of the game, a home run, or the fourth inning, rather than the seventh or eighth or ninth. That's just the way I feel about him. And the other guy I didn't write down is Bryce Harper because he just hasn't hit over the last month. And we've all just ignored this and pretended it's not happening and made it out not to be a big deal. It is. The Phillies' best hitter has gone ice cold since coming back, or maybe not even gone ice cold. He's just never worn back up since coming back from the injury. And I don't feel good right now. Like, I should. I should feel good about Bryce Harper to play. He was the MVP last year. He's one of the best offensive players in baseball. He was brought here for these moments, for this series. I mean, like, this is why they signed him, to help them get there and then to deliver and perform when they get there. Yet, if you're asking me if I could pick and choose, like, you know, slow pitch softball style, you get to arrange the order any way you want. Screw it. Schwarber, Realmuto, and Segura. Those are my three I want at the plate on, you know, Saturday, Sunday, facing elimination, trying to get to the next round. Those are my guys. I didn't write down Hoskins, and I don't feel good right now about the way Bryce Harper's hitting. 215-592-9494. Return of Red October tomorrow. Let's get everyone's thoughts on this. If you could have one Philly at the plate Sunday, everything on the line, to go to the NLDS to win a series, who do you want? Tucker, who's your guy?
Well, my first thought is we should have compared notes before the segment because I have the same list of those three guys. And I do think when we talk about Realmuto, Schwarber, and Segura, and Schwarber is a high strikeout guy, led the majors in strikeouts this year, but those are three guys who have come up big for you throughout the season, right? Schwarber's two home runs in the last week or so to lead off games on Saturday against Washington after they lost the first game of that doubleheader on Monday against Houston to kind of set up that 3-0 victory. Those were statement home runs. JT Realmuto leads the team in RBIs. It has been their best run producer. Well, he's second in RBIs behind Schwarber. But he's been their best run producer. The middle of their lineup really has relied on him for much of the second half of the year. And Gene Segura, you mentioned, I mean, he's just a guy who puts the ball in play. I mean, he comes up in big situations a lot just because of where he is in the lineup, because he bats behind guys like Realmuto and Harper and doesn't get the necessary respect that those guys do. And he's come through in those big situations. But you mentioned, I think it's more worrisome and it's more noteworthy that we aren't mentioning Bryce Harper, that we aren't mentioning Rhys Hoskins. And I'll throw in Nick Castellanos, too. I mean, this is a guy who was brought in, like Kyle Schwarber, to change the attitude in that clubhouse, to change the course of this franchise. And he's been a complete non-factor this entire season. I mean, the guy's carrying a 694 OPS for his career, or for the season, which is the worst in his career since he was a 21-year-old rookie just breaking into the majors in Detroit over a decade ago. I mean, things start over in the playoffs. You get a fresh, clean slate. Maybe they come out tomorrow, and Nick Castellanos looks like the intense guy we saw in Chicago a few years ago. But right now, it's worrisome because the top 2-3 guys that you've counted on the entire year to produce in the middle of your lineup, I'm not confident in.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about Castellanos, and it's amazing. I didn't even consider him. Like, I at least thought about Rhys and Harper. I'm like, nah, I don't trust him right now, especially with the way Bryce hit the last month. But I didn't even consider Castellanos. 215-592-9494. Everything on the line this weekend. Which Philly do you want at the play? Let's go to the phone lines here. Tony in New Jersey is excited. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, Tony. What are you thinking, buddy?
I keep going back and forth. You know, like I'm nervous because this team isn't really hitting on all. You know, like they're really. You can't. I mean, besides JT, they're very streaky, right? And against good pitching, you know, they struggle, right? So that scares me. But you know what? Clean slate, right? We got a clean slate. We got Noah Wheeler. Cardinals don't scare me. Let's get to a home game. That's what I'm hoping for. I've had season tickets for the last 10 years, right? Yeah, missed the window from 7 to 11.
Wow, so you jumped in when everything went bad.
Yeah, every year I'd be like, do I want to re-up? Yeah, okay, I'll re-up. You know, on the hope that there's a playoff tickets. This year I buy them, right, because you had to get them beforehand. They're on the biggest slide. They're not going to make the play. So, you know what? They turned it around. Let's go. You know, it's October, right? And I do feel good. I'm a little concerned just that we don't really have we don't have a lot of firing all cylinders, I guess, from a hitting perspective. But I'm hoping some of these guys catch fire, right? And we've seen that in the past with playoff baseball. I mean, these guys take it to the next level, right? You know, I mean, I'm a little worried about Harper, but, you know, when you asked your question about, like, hey, who do you want up there? I think in the past it would have been Segura all day. Segura. Even he's kind of struggled. So, you know, for me, it's JT. But, you know, I'm hoping that these guys catch fire. Right? You know what I mean? Like, again, it's playoff baseball. I feel good about this series. I really do. And hey, let's go. You know, it's great to be talking about baseball in October. That's all I got to say, because there's really nothing like, to me, you know, you got the 162-game grind, and, you know, this week was great with the game on Monday, but playoff baseball is just great. You know, it's just, you know, so I'm hoping we start out well tomorrow.
Me
but it's
too,
gonna
Tony.
Be Jason. Yeah. Yeah.
You got it. Tony, I appreciate it, man. And it is exciting. You know, I don't think there's any bigger jump in sports in terms of the intensity between a normal game and then an intensity of a playoff game. Like, I know hockey is very intense in the postseason, but hockey, like, those players play intense during the game. I mean, not the crowd is always intense during the regular season, but they play. I mean, it's an intense game. Football, it's always intense. Now, there might be a little bit more umph in the postseason, but you watch a Week 4 game, those guys are playing for their lives in the NFL. That's why the NFL is so popular. The NBA is a pretty big jump because they coast a lot during the regular season. But even that, do they even give full effort in the first round of the playoffs, the better teams? I don't know. Sometimes I don't feel they do. It's almost like they could coast at 90, 95 and just get through the game. Baseball's different. I mean, like, every pitch tomorrow will have meaning. Every moment of that game tomorrow, us as fans will have different edge to us watching it. It just goes up so many notches when the regular season to the postseason. I can't wait. Now, as far as tomorrow goes in game one, I think tomorrow's crucial. I really do believe and hope I'm not kind of walking this back and hoping I'm wrong tomorrow night when we're on after the game, but I just think they need to win game one if they're going to win this series. Very hard for me to think they're going to win Saturday and Sunday with Nola and Suarez. The Cardinals are really good against lefties, so that makes me worried about Suarez. And Nola, he was great on Monday. He was amazing. 20 straight batters tired against the Astros, but he's on regular rest, not extra. They need tomorrow. They need tomorrow behind Zach Wheeler. Now, quick thing, and then I want to touch on the anniversary today of the Roy Halladay no-hitter. But, you know, tomorrow the Cardinals are going to start Jose Quintana. And it's pretty obvious why they're doing it. He's been really good for them since the trade. They got him from the Pirates. Actually, I think his last start before he got traded this past July was against the Phillies. I think he pitched for the Pirates late July against the Phillies, pitched pretty well, like five innings or so, and then they traded him to the Cardinals. So that was like his last audition to get traded to the Cardinals was against the Phillies. But
pitched 5 2/3 shutout innings.
Yeah, I it was like a Friday game or Saturday. I remember watching it.
Yeah, they lost, though. They lost 4-2, if that does anything for you.
The Pirates lost.
Yeah, the Phillies won 4-2.
Right, but that, yeah, I mean, the Pirates thing. But, yeah, because I was thinking maybe Quintana would be a Phillies target. I thought he'd be a good target for them, and they ended up with, you know, Noah Syndergaard. But here's Quintana now pitching game one against them, and he's pitched really well since the trade. He's pitched really well in St. Louis since the trade. He's got really good numbers against Harper and Schwarber. It feels like they're trying to – I feel like using him tomorrow is like they want to try to cut down those two guys, and it's almost like a dare because Hoskins has really good numbers against this guy. Segura has really good numbers against him. Real Muto, not great, but he does have a home run against him. So those would be the beneficiaries. If the Phillies could find a way to get those guys going, even if Quintana takes care of, you know, Schwarber and Harper, maybe some runs come across tomorrow. But I can't wait. 2:07 tomorrow, the game will be on WIP. I cannot wait. Hopefully it's a memorable one, and one we're talking about for a while. I'll be on after the game tomorrow night, so we're going to hand it over to Thursday Night Football coming up in a little bit here on WIP. But I'll be on tomorrow night after the game with Marks and Reese. Stay on, and we'll do a show till 10. It'll kind of be the most exciting, hopefully, or, you know, most depressing. Well, either way, it'll be most anticipated final out that I've gotten a chance to do around here. So we're going to have that coming up tomorrow. Be listening all day leading into the game, 2:07 first pitch. But we want to play something for you here in a minute because today is the anniversary. Today is the anniversary of Roy Halladay's no-hitter in the playoffs against the Cincinnati Reds this date in 2010. Really one of the great performances in history. I mean, baseball history, playoff history. It was remarkable to watch what he did that day. And you go back and you listen to the cut we're going to play for you, the final at-bat there, and you kind of go back and look at some of the names that were part of that game on both sides, but certainly the Reds. The lineup he shut down that day, it was great. I mean, Joey Votto was a young player. I think he won the MVP that year, but a young, ascending
great player. I think he won MVP the next year.
Okay, 11. But he was a young, ascending, great player, and he just continued on for another decade. Jay Bruce, ex-Philly. Now, at that point, he was far from becoming a Philly, but he was in his ascension as a player. Brandon Phillips. I mean, they had Scott Rowland. They had a stacked roster, those Cincinnati Reds, managed by Dusty Baker, who is still going now with the Houston Astros. So we're going to play for you coming up here in just a minute, the final call, a final out, and the final at-bat of Roy Halladay's no-hitter 12 years ago today. Enjoy that. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow for final out after the Phillies and the Cardinals, game one of the National League Wild Card Series. Have a great night. Thursday Night Football next. Stay tuned here. Just a minute, you'll hear the final at-bat of Roy Halladay's no-hitter. Football season underway, and so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up promo code CHILIO. Look, FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from money line to point spread to player props, and you get paid your winnings fast, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Two outs, ninth inning. Halladay one out away from a no-hitter. Brandon Phillips, the batter, he takes a fastball for a strike over the outside corner. Worth shallow and right. Victorino also shallow and center and shaded to right center field. Valdez a few steps closer to the line against Brandon Phillips. 0-1 the count. Halladay quickly back into the set position with a glove in front of his chest, waiting on the sign from Ruiz. Here's the windup in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. He is a strike away. Just about a quarter to eight, October the 6th, 2010. The first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time. And it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace. And the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay. 4-0. It's the second no-hitter in Major League postseason history here tonight at Citizens Bank Park. The Phillies dugout empties as they celebrate another brilliant performance from Roy Halladay. The fireworks are going.
It's just unbelievable what he did tonight. The best hitting team in the National League, the Triple Crown winner for a team, and he just shut them down. There was the hardest ball hit was Travis Wood, their second pitcher, and he just flat dominated.
That ball that chopped out in front of the plate momentarily banged against the bat that was dropped by Brandon Phillips. There was a brief hesitation by Carlos Ruiz, who picked it up, dropping to his knees and throwing to first in time to get Phillips. Immediately, Ruiz up off his knees, embracing with Halladay. They combined to work a perfect game earlier this season.
Wait. I just saw Halladay smile.
And I think it's the first time he's done that since May the 29th.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.